Hey, what's up, my friends? It's a beautiful Friday, and I'm so excited that you're here. Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 35. These are the contemplation episodes where it's just me, the conversations, or when I interview a guest. There's two episodes of each week, totaling four. Like I said, I'm very excited that you're here. I've gotten great feedback lately. I've had both people like reaching out saying things are good, things are awesome. And I've also had people reaching out and saying like, hey, here's my take on this. Maybe you can improve here. Maybe you can improve there. So I appreciate both. Thank you very much. Like if you have an issue with something, cool. So I'm all ears for resolutions, for fixing things, for making things better. Just don't complain about something. Have a way to fix it. So what is this podcast? I want to help and encourage people all around the world by giving you real life examples of other people. I want to show you that you can leave your undesired job behind to pursue a career that you love. You can give back to others along the way, and that more than often we set our goals way too low, thus selling ourselves short. Whether you're military and you're transitioning into civilian, or you're civilian and you want a new career, this is the podcast for you. You can listen to this podcast episode and all the conversations and learn more about me and a bunch of other cool stuff. See podcasts I've been featured on the website, christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading a book a week for a year. And you can find that on christophlewis.com/book challenge. Last week, I read Tribe by Sebastian Younger. And this week, I'm reading Addicted to the Monkey Mind by J.F. Benoit. I'm going to read you just two quick paragraphs from this book if you're interested what the monkey mind is. So there's two things, the observing mind and the monkey mind. The observing mind is much like the camera that simply records what is happening. It's curious, but it doesn't judge the situation. When you look at life through its eyes, you can learn how to question everything and decide exactly how to create the changes you desire. While the monkey mind frets about problems, the observing mind shifts your focus towards solutions. It is looking, listening, and feeling for a path away from anxiety. I finished up the books on the weekend and I post about it on Sunday, so you can find that on my Instagram page. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 78 with Tyler Peoples. Tyler is a guy from my home state of Colorado, and he was one of the best chefs, if not the best chef in all of Colorado Springs. And he left that. He worked in fine dining. He left all that behind to go work at the Springs Rescue Mission, feeding the homeless and the hungry. So he's a very interesting career. That brings me to the point of I'm very military focused because I am former military, so I know how to help veterans better than a guy that or a girl that wasn't in the military. So this brings me to my next point of why I still have guests that are non-military, because regardless of if you're in the military now and you want to get out, or if you are out and you want a new job, these are jobs that you can do when you transfer. So if you're in the military and you want to become a chef and help people like Tyler, boom, Tyler's an example. Or like earlier in the week, we had Ryan, and Ryan Williams is a former SEAL, and now he's doing entrepreneurial things, and you can do that too. So regardless of if he's former military or he's not former military, these are jobs, these are examples of people that are going out there and helping themselves and helping people along the way and bettering their life and bettering the world around them. So that's my answer to that. So today I'm going to speak with you about starting over. So let's get into it. Starting over. So this is a very, very important topic to me. It's near and dear to my heart. So this is something that I've always struggled with my entire life. And not until recently, in the last few years of my life, that I've really fully understand it. And I'm still understanding it, but really understanding what starting over meant to me and why it's not a bad thing. I used to think it was a bad thing to start over. I would actually get a little bit upset when I made rank or I got a new position, essentially because I was like, I was the new guy all over again, or at least that's how I felt. It felt like every time that I got to what I was in pursuit of, I was immediately at the bottom again, that I never had time to relish in the best at that level. So every time I got promoted, or every time I got a new job description and I had new responsibilities, I felt like I didn't know anything again, and I felt like I just wanted the comfortability of my environment. I didn't want to stress about anything. I wanted to feel like I knew what I was doing at all times. I wanted to feel like I knew everything, that I could answer any question asked of me, complete any task given to me without asking anyone for help. It's pretty much everything I've talked about before wrapped up into one old version of me. I both wanted to be the best at what I did, but I also wanted to be comfortable. I didn't realize that they're mutually exclusive. If you're comfortable, you're probably not going to make it where you want. Or I would argue that your goal isn't high enough. And if you actually do make it and you are comfortable, you probably won't stay there long. If you're the champ and you're getting comfortable and lax, when you're at the top, literally everyone is gunning to be where you're at. And I guarantee you that they're not comfortable as they make their climb to the top. Does it happen? I'm sure. I'm sure it does. For the most part, you've got to be uncomfortable to grow. Even if you're not in competition with anybody and you get relaxed, that's when the mistakes start coming. If you work hard and smart enough to be in the position where you're starting over again, then I say that that's a good thing. I say that means you're pushing yourself to be the better version of yourself. Starting over gives you the growth mindset, a new set of challenges, and the growth mindset flourishes off of new challenges. When you get into this new position or this new challenge and you feel as if you're starting over, you're not actually starting over. Nothing internal has changed. It's all external. Everything you knew before, you still know. The only thing that's changed is your position, your title, your location, your whatever. If this is the case, and you may feel as if you're starting over in that position, that job or venture, because you are. But by default, you're in a better position than you were before. So even if everything was actually stripped away from you and you lost your position and you got fired, you lost your house, and whatever was taken away from you, you already have been there or have had that. You know exactly how to get that back, and no one can ever take that away from you. Frankly, and quite honestly, I can say this to you right now, that if I ever lost every penny I own, ultimately, I know that I would be okay, because you can take my things in this world, but you cannot take my mind. I know how to get another job. I know that I know how to hustle. I know that I know how to make money. I know how to network. I know how to talk to people. I know how to work hard and how to work smart. You can take everything away from me externally, and you haven't even come close to touching my mind. You cannot strip my mind away, because I won't let you. Don't let external things control your internal you. I'm not saying that I'm not affected by everything that goes on in my life. I most certainly am. I get super anxiety. I get super stressed out. I'm constantly questioning, am I making the best decisions? But because I think about that, I know I'm going to make the right decision, because I'm so concerned about being the best me and doing the best I can for me and my family and those around me and sharing my experiences and my journey. I know that I might not always make the right decision, but I'm going to make the best decision I know how. I experience emotions like anyone else when I lose money, when I make a bad investment, you name it. But ultimately, I know that I know how to make that money back. And I refuse to let anything externally truly control what's going on internally. It's not easy. Of course it's not easy. But with lots of practice, I know you can have complete control and confidence that you're in control and starting over. Even with nothing, this gives you challenges that you know you can make it through. So don't be afraid to start over or start from a new bottom. You control what's internal to you, and no one can ever take that away from you. You may not always be able to control your environment, but that's okay. I've started over many times, and I know that means I'm pushing myself to a new high. We're climbing a mountain, we hit a plateau, and we just start climbing again. We don't just sit there and post up camp and just wait for shit to go right or wrong. You know, like, we got to take action, put your gear on, and start climbing back up the mountain. I'm nowhere close where I used to be, and I have so much more to learn and more to grow, and I wouldn't change a thing about it. All right, my friends, like I said, this is, I share things that are near and dear to my heart in these, like the conversations. I love picking apart the brains of my guests and learning from that and then sharing it with you. But these ones are things that I've struggled with in my life, or that other people have struggled with in their lives, and suggest topics to me. So don't ever hesitate to reach out to me if you want me to talk on a certain thing. But I do hope you enjoy this. I speak from personal experience, no bullshit. I can promise you that I give you my authentic self. And regardless of how that comes off, I don't expect you to agree with everything I say. And I would hope that you actually don't agree agree with everything I say. I don't, as they say, I don't want a mindless drone. I don't want, you know, I always give the example of you don't have to be all the way left. You don't have to be all the way right. Just pick and choose a little from the left, a little from the right, a little bit from the middle, and make your own opinion. You have to do your due diligence. Don't just listen to blindly to media outlets. Don't listen to blindly to me. You know, we can differ in that opinion, but make your own inference from what I'm saying, from what you read in the world. Do your due diligence. This is your life. Have your own opinion and stick to it. So I hope you enjoy this episode. You can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, the website christophlewis.com. And if you enjoy the episode, rate on iTunes, 5 stars. And the most free and badass way to help me is to share this with a friend that needs to hear it, or share it with a family member that needs to hear it. Thank you for listening. Please don't only listen. Apply this. Listening is half the battle. That is one of the truest cliches I have ever heard, and realized that was true in my life. Reading all these books, one book a week for a year, doing all these podcasts, having all these interviews, like taking in massive amounts of knowledge. But if I don't apply any of that, or if you don't apply any of the stuff you hear here, then it's not going to mean anything. You have to apply it. All right, my friends, have the best day ever. What?